Judges, if you have your Bibles, chapter number 13. Judges, chapter number 13. Praise the Lord. Deal with a man tonight we've all heard of by the name of Samson. Praise God. Really, there's no man in the Old Testament that fascinates me probably more than Samson. My, he's such a fascinating character.
Yes, praise God.
Amen. He had it all. He had the brains, the brawl, the power, charisma.
Yep.
I mean, how blessed he really was. God had been abundantly good to him. But I guess one thing that probably fascinates our mind about this man is he took all that. He had all the talents. He had all the strength. He really was a smart man, too, because he ruled Israel for 20 years.
He did. Yep.
Amen. So he was quite a brilliant man also, but he took all that and he blew it all away.
Yeah.
Right.
Blew it away.
Amen. It reminds us of the prodigal. Amen. Took all that his father gave him and he blew it all away. Yes. Praise God. Samson was so smart, but yet he was so stupid.
Yeah.
He was so strong, but yet he was so weak.
Yep.
He was so blessed, but yet he was so poverty-stricken.
Oh, God.
What a story. There's hardly any to match in all of human history a man such as Samson. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, before I get into my text, I know it's a little different tonight, but let's look at the time here. Amen. That Samson was born into. Amen. He was born into a time of the judges. Praise God. And hence the book of Judges. It was a moment in time between the death of Joshua and the coronation of King Saul. Amen. The first king of Israel, Saul was. Amen. Praise God. And there was a space of 300 years between the death of Joshua and the coronation of King Saul, span of time, about approximately 300 years, that we call the time of the judges. Amen. And during this time, God raised up men and even women, praise God, to lead Israel.
Yes.
And to call, amen, Israel back to a place where God wanted them to be.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. Yes. So that brings us to the book of Judges. Amen. It was a time that God would raise up a man and he would rule over Israel. He would judge them. Amen. And so that's where we are right here. Praise God. Those three centuries were a time of the judges. God raised up, listen to this, a man or a woman to deliver Israel. Terrible times of defeat. Amen. Spiritually and militarily.
Yeah.
They would rescue Israel. Listen to this. The book of Judges and the book of Chronicles. Amen. It is the story of these cycles. Listen. Amen. Here's how it went. God would raise a man up. Revival would happen. God's blessing would begin to flow. Amen. Israel would turn back to God. Amen. And then all of a sudden they would get cold again. And the cycle would reverse. Then they would do that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. They would backslide. They would do whatever they pleased. And then what happened? God would raise up another man.
Yeah.
And bring them back to him. It was cycles. Amen. It was as though they were willing to serve God once in a while.
Yeah.
Willing to do right once in a while.
Yeah.
On a whim. When I feel like it. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And so it went again and again. That cycle was repeated. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Yeah.
Praise God. Or as we would say it today, every man did his own thing. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Some years before Samson's birth, a man by the name of Jephthah had been marvelously used by God to deliver Israel.
Right.
Amen. For 6 years, he led God's people into a time of prosperity and victory. Then he died and the cycle began again. It leads us to Judges chapter number 13.
Yes.
Amen. Where I'm about to read my text from here. Amen. And praise God. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistine.
Yeah.
40 years. Amen. Israel did evil again. Sinning became a lifestyle. It was not just a one-time offense, but they fell into the rut of doing, amen, what they wanted to do, sinning against God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'd like to let you know, if God dealt with sin back then, He will still deal with sin today. Amen. Yeah. God responded. What did He do? Amen. And He delivered them into the hands of the Philistine 40 years. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. God's people. Are you talking about just any people? No, this was God's people.
Right.
This was God's chosen people. Amen. And He delivered them into the hands of the Philistine 40 years. Think of that. Amen. We are talking about God's chosen people. They're still His chosen people today. But despite the fact that they were near and dear to God, He would not permit them to blatantly sin against Him.
Right.
He reacted by putting His very own people in servitude down in the land of the Philistines. Great God. Amen. So that brings me to a great question at hand today. I believe God's people right here in America has been blessed for many of years. Amen. Oh, how that God has blessed us. But let me tell you something. God cannot, amen, turn His face away from the sin of this nation. He can't do it. Amen. I mean, sin after sin. Great God. We've rebelled against God. Hallelujah. Amen. A nation that was founded upon the Bible. Amen. Founded upon the principles and precepts of God's Word. Hallelujah. A time when presidents would pray and seek God's direction on what to do. Amen. And I won't bring too much politics up in this tonight. I'm not a good politician, really. But just like a recent message that I listened to Phil Kidd preach, amen, there on my phone. It was a great message. I fell asleep on it 2 or 3 times. I still don't think I've listened to all of it. But he's dealing with end time prophecy and Israel. And he's talking about, amen, how that, he said even 10, 12, 15 years ago, if you had said that America, amen, who has been Israel's greatest ally for the past century, amen. If you'd have said that America would turn their back from Israel, amen. He'd have said 15 years ago, 12 years ago, he said possibly even 10 years ago, he'd have looked at you and called you a barefaced liar and said America would never do such a thing. Let me tell you something, church. Amen. We're raising up leaders, amen. We're raising up Democrats and Republicans, amen. We're raising up people that form our government that are Muslims, amen, that defy the Word of God and hate Israel. And there will come a time when they'll turn their back and turn their face upon God and upon God's people. Hallelujah. Great God, I come to tell us we're living in the last days. And if there's ever a time we better turn back to God, it's today. Amen. Oh, that's not my message, but that didn't cost you nothing extra. Oh, Lord, will you help us right here tonight? America, you better turn back to God. Great God. Amen. I forget. He had all the statistics, the numbers of the Muslims that serve in the government in this country.
It's true. Come on.
Brother Jason, you're bringing politics into this, you better believe it.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, it's a sad day.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when this country was founded upon God.
You're right.
Upon the Bible, upon Jesus Christ. And Brother Tommy's got a great, Sister Clark could probably look it up for you. He just did it not too long ago. How our ancestors left England because of the tyranny, amen, of that government pressing down upon them, telling them what they had to believe in. But they left over there, and they got on that old, Mayflower. Got on that old Mayflower, amen. And they saw it. They left out seeking the land of freedom of religion. They wanted to find a land where they could worship God with all their heart. Amen. Great God, I'm coming to tell us. I'm not trying to scare nobody, but we're not very far from what our ancestors left from. When they're about to come down the pike, amen, and force us what we're going to believe and what we're going to do and how we're going to open our churches and how we're not. Great God, finding churches left and right. Brother Tom brought it out the other day in California and Florida. In these big cities because right now they're still opening up, having church. Let me tell you something, church. We're in the last days. Great God, help us. We're not far away from tyranny in America again.
That's exactly right.
The only thing that's holding it back right now, and you can get mad at me if you want, is Donald Trump.
You're right.
That's the only thing holding back the hand of the tyrants right now.
That's it. I believe it.
Woo!
Oh, God.
If he hadn't been the president right now, amen, the church would be sunk right now.
That's true.
Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Yeah. It's God's grace on America is what it is.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. And it cost you nothing extra. I'm moving on here. Lord, help us. Amen. But all. Oh, amen. If you're not afraid for our future, if you're not concerned about God's reaction to our nation's sin, then I'll be afraid for the both of us. How long will God allow us to do evil in his sight without some kind of response? Israel sinned against God and he turned them over to captivity for 40 years down in, amen, the Philistines. Great God, God's mercy was finally poured out upon his people, and someone must have been praying somewhere. Great God, and it leads us to verse number 2. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren, and she bare not, praise God. And and the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Great God, now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, amen, and eat not any unclean thing, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, amen, and no razor shall come, here's the Nazarite vow, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite. Amen. And took God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel of the hand of the Philistines. Hey God, notice this. He shall begin to deliver Israel. Amen. Hey God, Samson from the start. Amen. Hey God, you should have been able to sell out 100% and finish the job. Amen. But Samson was never a man that was willing to 100% give himself to God.
That's right.
Woo. He shall begin to deliver Israel.
Bye-bye.
Come on. Skip all the way down to verse 24. Amen. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 25. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. Underline that.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zoar and Eshtaloh. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. If the Lord will help me tonight, I'm going to preach on once in a while. Amen.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Samson got stirred by God once in a while.
Yeah.
Samson did a work for God once in a while. Samson did something for God when he really got stirred and motivated down in his heart. Man, he is ready to take a jawbone, amen, of an ass and slay 1,000 Philistines once in a while. He is ready to grab a hold of the gates of Gaza and carry him out of the city once in a while. Amen. But on the other times, Samson had a weakness. And you know what that was? Samson, he was fascinated by women. Yeah, not only Delilah, he had trouble before Delilah ever came along. Great God, he had a weakness. And he was not willing to get that weakness under subjection to God. He was not willing to deal with that weakness. He was okay with just being used once in a while. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Power are a house of a man.
Come on.
Able to crush a lion with his bare hands. Hey, God. Yank the city gates off the walls. Kill 1,000. Amen. Oh, what a strong man. Samson was a smart man. For 20 years he ruled Israel. I thought about this. Amen. Do you know in over a little over 200 year history of the United States of America, no man has ever served president for over 2 terms, which is 8 years, with the exception of one man. Did you know that? By the name of Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt served 3 terms. Amen. Started in on the 4th, and that's when he died, 12 years and 3 months. He served this country and ruled and was the president of the United States of America, but nobody has ever came close in all the years of this country of ruling for 20 years. Amen. That don't seem like a long time. Great God, until you look at a president's picture when he's voted into office and look at him 4 years later. Great God.
Yeah.
Anybody ever seen Abraham Lincoln? Amen. I mean, a gray-headed, strong, tall, lanky man. 4 years later in the Civil War in this country, his hair was gray. His face was wrinkled. He spent a many nights of worrisome prayer asking God direction for this country. Thank God. Samson, let me tell you, he was a strong man. He was a talented man. But Samson's number one problem was he was never sold out. He was never, amen, willing to be used of God consistently. He was satisfied with a little chill bump once in a while. He was satisfied with God showing up once in a while. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon Samson. We read that from, amen, Judges 13, 14, 15, and 16. It starts from Samson's start to Samson's finish. And several times, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon Samson. He was okay with God showing up once in a while. But I come to tell us, church, give us a man, give us a woman in this day that's not just satisfied with God's power once in a while, but I want to serve you, Lord, consistently. I want to be used consistently. I want to be disciplined consistently. Thank God, I want the Holy Ghost consistently. I'm not satisfied with once in a while.
Hallelujah.
I'm preaching to me.
Come on.
And I'm preaching to you.
Yeah. Come on.
We're all battled by this. We all face this.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
We all face this, Brother Anthony.
We do.
Man, we get pumped up. We feel the Lord. Like Santa, the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon Samson, and he grabbed a hold of that jawbone, and he slew 1,000 men. Boy, he's feeling good.
Uh-huh.
But by the time the sun was over, and he looked over and saw that woman down at Timnath,
yeah.
Great God, he done lost feeling of that. Oh, God, help us, Lord. I come to tell us, church, amen, that's what we got. Amen. Yeah. Paul said, I war in my flesh. Amen. Great God, I got to war this old man, this old natural man of the flesh, or he'll rule my life. Amen. That's why you got to get him under control. That's why you got to crucify the flesh. That's why you got to give your life, amen, a sacrifice, a willing sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Thank God, because your flesh will rule you if you don't watch out. Amen.
That's a fact.
That's what happened to Samson. Look at what Samson could have been.
Yeah.
Look at what Samson could have done. But oh no. Amen. Such inconsistency from this man who had so much potential.
Yeah.
And while we study him, we draw comparisons to our own lives. Woo! Amen.
Yeah.
Great God, help us, Lord. It reminds me of me. It reminds me of that man in the mirror. Hallelujah. Oh, great God. Amen. Why are we so inconsistent when it comes to serving God? Hot, cold, up, down. Amen. Tight, loose. Amen. Why such inconsistency? For one thing, amen. Samson, I already mentioned, had a weakness. Thank God for all his brains and all of the strength. He had a weak link in the armor. He was drawn by the lust of women. Yeah. Samson would never deal with his weakness, his passion for women, and no one else was able to confront him about it. His mom, his dad, others confronted him, but Samson was never willing to deal with that weak spot. Hey God, let me tell you this. Hey man, and I'm not an overbearing kind of pastor. I've seen all sorts. Amen. Some are overbearing, some are not. Maybe I'm not overbearing enough. Hey God, but I come to tell us, that's why God gives pastors. Amen. That's why God gives moms and dads. That's why God puts people in authority over you, Samson, because they can see the weak link. They can see what you need to deal with. And Samson was never willing to deal with the weak link. Amen.
Woo!
And it finally drove him to his demise.
Sure did. Yeah.
It finally drove him.
Come on.
To his death.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah,
woo! He can never conquer. Amen. I mean, you take a man that will take a lion by the hand.
Yeah.
And just crush that line. That's a strong man.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Brother Anthony, sometimes I feel like I could have whooped two or three men at one time. But I never whipped, and I could never whip 1,000.
No.
Hey, God.
No.
Woo! God, that's a tough man, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
A thousand men.
Come on, man.
I mean, all he had was a jawbone of a donkey in his hand. And he said, come on, Philistines, I'm ready for you. Hallelujah. And they came after him, one after another, maybe four or five. And time it was said and done, there laid 1,000 of them in a heap. Hey, God, he was a strong man. He could conquer 1,000. But Samson, look in the mirror. You can't conquer yourself. You're the problem, Samson. You're your number one enemy. Get a hold of it, Samson. You got a nation to deliver. You got a God to obey. But you can't because of Samson.
Amen.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
He was never willing to deal with the weakness.
Yeah.
His passion.
Jesus.
Amen. So God never used Samson at his fullest potential.
True.
Amen. Samson wasted his gifts, his talents, his calling because he would not deal with the weakness in his own life.
All right.
Oh God.
All right.
I'm done here.
Oh God.
Woo. Yet, amen. That you allow anything of life to be your master if you don't watch out.
Yeah.
So that Jesus gets reflected second fiddle, third fiddle, fourth fiddle.
Come on, brother.
Fifth, tenth.
Right.
Everything else is first, and he's secondary. He's somewhere off.
Yeah.
In the way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That was Samson. Hallelujah. Great God. Oh, Lord, help us. God is not going to use a vessel like that, an unclean vessel. His Holy Ghost, amen, will not be contaminated in a container such as that. We got to be a clean vessel. God has always expected holy living from his people. And since he is unchanging, immutable, amen, it is reasonable to believe that he is not going to expect anything less from us.
That's true.
Right.
We got to be holy.
Oh Lord, yes, Lord.
A lion. Amen. 1,000 men. Gates of a city. Almost anything. Amen. Was nothing to Samson. Almost anything could come between him, great God, and his sacred calling. Unlike Paul, who said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, pressing forth to those things which are before me. Hallelujah. Give us a Paul in this day. Give us a man that says, hey, I'm going to conquer the old man. Hallelujah. I'm going to conquer that fleshly man. I'm going to deal with the weak spot. I'm going to get rid of it out of my life. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Are there things in my life that diminish my effectiveness for God? You better believe it.
Yeah.
You better believe it. Is my spiritual impact easily diluted by the things that I, my choices I decide? Yes. By situations? Yes. When we put everything else ahead and before and in front of God, yeah, it dilutes my effectiveness for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then we get to that place where Samson later found himself in Delilah. And I'm not here to preach about Samson and Delilah. That's another message for another night. But yeah, Samson later on, he got used to that once in a while stuff.
Yeah.
He got used to that when he got in a bind. I'm sure he knew his little drill. That he could humble himself and pray and say, "Oh Lord, will you help me?" Amen. And he'd turn on the tears and he would try to get the Spirit of the Lord to move again.
Yeah.
Thank God, until he got to the place where he used God so much and he used God like a spare tire so much. And Delilah finally tricked him and they finally cut his hair off. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Finally. Amen. Here you are, Samson. Your weakness has finally got the best of you. You should have took care of that weak spot in your life, and now Delilah got to your heart. Amen. Now that weak spot, that woman, she got to your heart. You turned her off. She's cut your hair off. And Samson wist not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed. Hey God. He thought the Lord would come and bail him out again. He thought the Lord would come at any time and be his spare tire again. But oh no, I come to tell us, we got to walk daily in his Spirit. We got to cherish his Spirit. We got to cherish his power. We got to adorn him. Put him number one every single day.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Not just when we want.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
I'm trying my best to preach to us.
Oh,
amen.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Samson did some great things, but he was so double-minded.
Yep.
Unstable in all of his ways. Amen. Thus Samson, instead of being a steady champion for God like he should have been, amen, he became a sometime winner, sometimer. Amen. Why he could not or would not ever deal with that weak spot. And he would not center his attention on the work of God that God called him to do. Amen. But it's not what he did. Samson did some great things, but it's what Samson could have did.
Yeah.
Look at this.
All right, Lord.
Later on, King Saul was to come into place after the judges were over. The era of the judges were over. Saul was the number one first king of Israel. And what was Saul's number one problem? Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
Samson could have done away with them.
Sure could have.
Samson should have done away with the Philistines. Samson should have got rid of them. Later on, that's why Saul gets in trouble, if you remember.
Yeah.
Amen. Because the Lord told Saul to go down there and slay Agag and all the Amalekites. Get rid of every last one of them.
Right.
Saul gets down there and sees them nice fat calves and all those sheep, and he spares the good calves and the good cows and the good parts of the livestock. Great God. And he even says, "Well, I'll go ahead and spare away Agag the king. He might be in some good for some ransom or something." No, 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 Saul. You're finding yourself in the same problem Samson did. Great God, deal with that weakness in your life, Saul. Amen. The Lord said, "Get rid of it. If you don't watch out, he'll come back to bite you." Amen.
Amen.
So Samuel, the last of the judges, had to come and utterly destroy Agag.
Yeah.
Oh God. He had to do the will of the Lord. Let me tell you something. If you're not willing to follow God's, amen, calling 100%, it's going to cost you some trouble.
Yes, it will.
It's going to cost you some heartaches. Oh, God. Samson did some good things, but it's what he could have done. He should have destroyed the Philistines. Great God. There was a thorn in Saul's flesh. There was a thorn in David's flesh. But they should have and could have been dealt with by Samson. He was a man called of God to get rid of the Philistines. Amen.
All right.
Yes.
But instead, Samson, you should have destroyed them. You should have took care of them. But instead, you remember what happened? They got a hold of you, Samson. I'm done. I'm done. Instead, they got a hold of Samson, and they bound him, and they gouged out his eyes, and they put him down in the grist mill, and they began to grind, and they used him like an old animal, and Samson marched round and round. Amen, like an animal. Praise God. Oh, yeah, I realize he had a victory there at the end. But guess what, Samson? Amen. He slew more Philistines at his death than he did his beginning. I realize that was a victory, but it's not the way it should have ended.
Right.
Praise God. It's not the way it should have ended. He shouldn't have killed just 3,000 of them. He should have slain every last one of them. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. But Samson, great God, that sin, that weakness that you never dealt with, it came back to get the best of you, Samson.
Yes.
Jesus. And he died in the temple of Dagon. Anybody know what Dagon was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fish God. Mm-hmm. My.
Yeah.
It's almost comical to think of it that way. Samson died at the hands of people who were worshiping a fish. Oh God. And the story ends with Samson's broken body crushed beneath the rubble of the temple that he brought down by his great might. Oh, what a victory. But Samson, it should not have ended like that. Amen. Occasionally God used him once in a while. But oh, God wanted to use you in a great way, Samson.
Yeah.
This once in a while Christianity, this occasional discipleship, this spasmatic obedience, amen, or have you long since submitted your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God? It's time, church, we deal with that weakness and we learn to serve God consistently.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Stand with me across this house here tonight. Amen. God give us some preachers. God give us some members. Give us some Christians who would challenge men and women to give it their all, their best to the Lord. If all you ever want to be is just another person in the pew, just another preacher with a Bible, just willing to be used once in a while like Samson,
Lord,
you'll never do exploits for God.
Oh.
But you got to sell out 100%
right,
and say, God, you've got my all.
Jesus.
Not just once in a while. Not just sometimes. God, I want you to help me every day. Somebody help me up here. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And if you're willing to be everything the divine creator desires you to be,
yeah,
amen, then we have a different, amen, we're going to be different altogether. Samson was a pathetic leader, and he died in a pile of rubble. I'm not diminishing Samson's 20 years. Samson did great things. All I'm saying is Samson was willing to be used once in a while. At times, the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon Samson. At times, he was willing to be used of God. Samson, you should have been used of God consistently. Amen. What about you?
Come on.
That's the question at hand tonight. What about you?
Jesus.
Are you willing to be used of God consistently?
Oh, God.
A person whose life is used for God consistently under any circumstances, despite pressure, despite the, amen, pressures of this world coming down upon us, or a person who kind of plays Christianity once in a while. No, no, Lord, that's not what I want to be. But, Lord, I want to put you first no matter what.
Hallelujah.
Once in a while. Once in a while.
Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Hey, Lord.
I'm done preaching to you. I preach my heart.
More about it, preaching.
Amen.
Very good.
I don't want to be used once in a while. I've been there.
True.
I'm not here to act like somebody I'm not. I've been there, Brother Tommy.
We have been. Yeah.
I've been there where I get fired up.
Yeah.
And I think, well, I can really do something for the Lord.
Really?
And then that weakness gets me deterred.
Yeah, I've been there.
And the devil says, like Brother Tom said the other night, boy, you ain't doing near as good as what you thought you. The devil knows how to take the wind right out of that air balloon.
He sure does, buddy.
Yeah. Boy, you get the, you ever seen the little hot air balloons? They get to pumping that gas, pumping that heat, there that thing gets to rising. I've been afloat before that hot air just to float, and I think, man, I'm doing some good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the devil knows how to take the air right out of the wind, right out of the sail, I mean.
Yeah.
Right out of that balloon.
He did.
Amen. But if we don't watch when that happens, we'll be like Samson, we'll be satisfied.
It's true.
With no more Spirit of God, no more calling, no more will, no more purpose. Samson was okay with being used of God once in a while. I'm trying to say that's not God's purpose. That's not his plan. He wants us to be used daily like Paul was used daily. He wants us to be used daily like Christ was when he was on earth. He wants us to be used daily like those disciples were. Amen. They preached the gospel with power. Lord, I don't want to just get stirred for a season. I want to be stirred for a reason. Amen. Right, right. Stir me up every single day. Hallelujah. Bow your heads with me, Lord.
Oh, God.
I preached God the best I could right here tonight. I wish I could have did better. Lord, I feel your spirit right here, right now. God, I can preach this with empathy because I have been there. Amen. I've been there to the place, Lord, where I thought I was going to do great exploits. I thought, Lord, I was really going to hair-lip the devil. Amen. I really thought, God, I was going to put the devil in his place. Unbeknowingly, just around the corner, the wind was knocked out. Hallelujah. But God, right here, right now, Lord, I want to open myself to you. I'm going to raise my hands to heaven and say, God, I want to be used consistently every single day. Lord, I don't want to just be stirred by when I'm stirred when I've got time for you. Stirred, Lord, when everything's going right. I want to be consistently serving you. I want to be used of you, Lord, every single day. I'm not satisfied with just a once in a while type religion. But God, I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your spirit every single day. Come on, church. Let's get in these altars. Who feels like praying here tonight? Who wants to dig in an altar of prayer right here and say, Lord, every day. Every day, Lord, consistently, I'm going to seek you. Every day, consistently, I'm going to serve you. Not just on a whim, not just once in a while. Lord, I want to buckle in and find a consistent prayer life every day. Consistent reading of your Bible every day. Consistently talking to you, Lord. Consistent relationship. Not just once in a while. Not just on a whim. Lord, help me, God, to fall in such love with you. I can't go one day without talking to you, Lord, and having a personal experience with the Creator of this universe. Come on, church, let's pray. Thank you.
groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Oh, when I see him standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes, I pray, Jesus, shine them on. Show.